God has got his people out of slavery through the Red Sea, and they're well on their way to the promised land. And there's just one last question that we asked one another at the end of our holiday club week. It was, how did this happen? Well, we think of lots of things that God did. God did all sorts of things. One plague, second plague, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and then through the Red Sea. God did lots of things. We asked ourselves, what did the people do to get themselves out? What did the people do to get themselves out of slavery? Did they poison the water supply so that Pharaoh and all these soldiers would all die? No, they hadn't got any poison. Did they, what else might they have done? Did they give them all sleeping pills so they'd all go fast asleep and they could escape when they weren't looking? No, didn't have any sleeping pills. Did they manage to smuggle weapons in so they could rise up and attack and fight their way out? No. They didn't have any weapons. They couldn't do anything at all. It was all God's work to get them out. And it's like that with us and our sin. How do we become friends with God? What do we have to do to become friends with God? Do we have to come to church in order to make God our friend? Do we have to behave a certain way to make God our friend? No. He has done everything for us to be his friends. When Jesus died on the cross, The blood of another lamb, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was shed. And just as the people in Israel had to put the blood on the doorpost, and then they would be safe and escape. So if we are trusting in the Lord Jesus and his death for us, then we can be free from our sin and become God's friends and be on our own way to the promised land, the bigger one, which is heaven with him himself. All they had to do was to trust and to follow. And that's all we have to do ourselves. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. That's what we're going to sing as we finish. And we're going to sing, "Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son." Shall we stand?